The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
If you're someone who lives in an area where it's so expensive to buy real estate and you feel like it's impossible, then I have something for you. I just released a free guide that's going to give you the 8 steps you need to take to buy your first out-of-state property. I've bought several properties out of state, living in California, investing in Ohio, and you can do the same. It's just a matter of having the right information. So click the link in the description of this episode to get your free guide today.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Closing Day featuring Joshua Foster from episode 159. And this is a dope closing day feature because Josh takes his real estate company and he creates massive impact in the community in which he invests. So we're going to be talking about what it's like to create impact through real estate featuring Joshua Foster, episode 159, the Black Real Estate Dialogue Closing Day feature. Let's get into it.
So your company basically helps the developers create a plan and, you know, pulling these events together, pulling these stakeholders together. So that is part of the process. Yeah. Right. And I think the interesting thing you mentioned is, you know, on one hand, it could be like, I'm just checking off a box and involving you all. Yeah. But I think one thing I want people to recognize is that it's not just checking the box, but also this space is coming. We want it to be used.
Yeah.
So let's acclimate people to how it can be used, get their feedback so that when it's here, it's actually used.
Exactly.
And you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's actually used and it can actually generate income and I'm sure jobs and all type of things for the community. But in order for that to happen, people have to use it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if someone gave you the keys to a Lamborghini, but you've never driven before, like, what are you going to do with it? It's just going to be sitting inside your garage. It's going to be sitting on the street. You have to prepare to be able to drive out of a car. And so I think that's one of the ways we try to look at it. And that's just a really perfect example of community engagement done right for a project that is specifically about community engagement. I mean, there's other ways. So there's community engagement in that sense, but there's also community engagement in terms of like maximizing impact for organizations that already are doing great thing through real estate development. If we have time, I could touch on a project we're doing that with.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's touch on it.
Yeah, so that one there. So we're working with an amazing organization based out of West Adams called Amazing Grace Conservatory. So they're a theatrical training program for youth founded by Wendy Raquel Robinson. You all may know her as Tasha Mack or in different ages, depending on the age range from the Steve Harvey Show.
Regina
but
King.
Exactly. But she is an amazing person that I met through her sister, Jackie, met at, ironically, a community event that was happening in West Adams, which is another key thing too, to bring up. This work isn't just done when buildings and projects are happening. You have to just be out in the community. You just have to be out there, even when something isn't going on, to be able to make those connections. And that's kind of how this happened. This project happened because of the electric slide that was happening during a block party. Just out there dancing, happened to be Dan Henson next to Miss Jackie. We started talking, and they're nonprofit. They own a building over in West Adams. Wow. It needs a lot of work, but with what they have and what they do and the amount of just children that's gone through that program and that's doing amazing things there. Along alumni touches all forms of Issa Rae and a lot of other other big names that started through that organization, and they've done this with not as much resources as a lot of other organizations have, and so they've had access to potential funding and have been trying to find someone to help them build a project, but just no one was willing to put in the effort, because usually you don't want to put in effort into something if you're not guaranteed it to be a full multi-million dollar project. But it was a blessing that we were able to talk and saw all the need there. And it's all about the network that I have that's willing to do just great work. And so the biggest thing about being a community builder is the follow-up game. And I think the follow-up game is the biggest thing that you could possibly have, because you could say a lot of things. People aren't going to trust you unless you follow up on it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, I'll figure something out between now and next week, and I'll let you know if we can make this work. My first call I made was to my guy, a fellow Philly brother, Kevin Sherrod, who's doing work out here in Los Angeles. Absolutely amazing work. Also, go Birds. I know we lost in the Super Hooper Bowl, but we still love y'all. Jay Haylen Hurts, you that guy, but we got to get it here the next year.
That was a good game, man. I hadn't watched football in like over 2 years. I was glued to the TV.
Yeah.
That game was crazy. I didn't have a dog in the fight, but that was a good game.
Such that
it had to end that way.
Great game. But there's still Philly people out here doing great things. Like I said, me and my guy Kevin Sherrod. So I called him up. I was like, yo, let's make this work. This is an amazing project. And we could really make this happen. And so throughout this process, he works at Gensler, which is one of, if not the largest architecture firms globally.
Wow.
But he has a really just great heart for the community, and everything that he does, he's able to leverage the name of that company and the resources to be able to pour back into the community. So connected with him, and we just started working on a plan to figure out how to make this project work. I started crafting the project team, working alongside of him, working alongside of Hernan at Griffin Structures. We found a very amazing young black brother named Marquise Charles, who just started the Masters of Art Architecture program at USC, which is where I went into grad school. Fight on. And like he's a very accomplished young brother that is going through this architecture process, but already has his own construction company started.
Wow.
And a lot of it is just based on opportunity. So we're bringing him together along with a large construction firm that hopefully we're able to ink some deals with soon. But just finding the right pieces of people that care about this mission, and putting it in a way that we could start pushing together the project so that we can launch, hopefully in the next 2 months, a capital campaign to be able to raise the money to upgrade their building to a brand new state of the art performing arts center. And so that's something that we're really looking forward to. And it's a different form of community engagement, because it's not necessarily we're going out to the community saying, what do you want this building to be? We're working with an organization that is already creating impact in the community. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to help them get the resources to continue doing what they're doing. And of course, there's community engagement on the ground work that's happening. We're working with another USC organization called Architecture and Advocacy, who's doing a lot of the on the ground community engagement work, which has been a great help, because now I was in the space, and this project is more like an owner's rep and kind of help open the nonprofit through the development process here. And so it's been great to be able to work with students that are doing a lot of the on the ground work that I would usually do myself as well. And so this is a way to be able to hopefully continue to push the cycle of organizations that's already making just barrier breaking impact, and using that to just amplify the work that they're doing with the resources of large organizations, of small organizations, and just people that really cares about it. And so it's a completely different process than that first project, but it all comes back down to the same thing of just making sure that it's authentic impact that's being generated from the development world.
That makes a lot of sense. So it sounds like the goal is to give them a new building, pretty much. And what will the community engagement look like from your company's side? Since you mentioned like they're already making an impact, it's already fulfilling a need.
Yeah.
What does that look like in that instance?
Yeah, it's a great question. So there's a lot of community events, outward community events, not just for the students that the organization already does. So a lot out of it is just connecting them with resources and partners to be able to do those things. They had their, where I met at them was at the Sugar Hill Arts Festival that, mm-hmm. that they put on last summer. And that was the first time they did that. And part of that, we connected the American Institute of Architects here in Los Angeles and their nonprofit ACLA to this space that we're doing. There's other like USC where we're connecting with them, the Gensers of the world. So it's just kind of bringing in resources and eyes to be able to help the events that they already have. Once we get through the design process to be able to launch the capital campaign, then we're going to get into more specific community engagement events with the local community around to kind of help with what the design looks like, what ways that we can maybe be able to have programming in that building that can also help the outward community too. That process is a little bit down on the line because right now we're focusing on trying to make sure they get the money to be able to build this. But that's kind of what that'll look like.
Got it. So I think this is a super important conversation because it's showing another side of the real estate business.
Yeah.
The development business that people just aren't talking about. So if you're out there and you are looking for a way to be involved in the real estate development business, community development, community engagement, something you may want to consider. And, you know, we got an example right here of how you can do that and still be part of impacting communities, you know, not necessarily by being a landlord. There's different ways you can do it. There's different ways you can get into the business. So I'm really appreciative that we're having this very important conversation.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.